Well, here's the deal. I would have to recontact him. Maybe not by myself, but, you know, I had to talk to my family.
Right.
Because I did call my folks, you know, a couple days after. Like, why didn't you call us that night? It's not that important. I'm not dead. Or I'm not injured. The other guy is. I'm fine. But, you know, I would have talked to him eventually, and they would have told me to call him back. You know, if anybody, my folks would have told me.
Right.
So
your cops would have gotten you to call them.
Oh, yeah. I'd have had to go back. But I can't even tell you hypothetically what I would have done. I wouldn't be here right now. It would have grown on me and stewed, until I did something about it, contacted authorities, a lawyer, folks, anybody. I can't even fathom what I would be experiencing right now. I can't go that far.
Right. Okay. Well, but I find it's interesting because it almost seemed like karma. It seemed like good luck that you did run into somebody at that time, so you could bear that burden that night at that time. Because honestly, it would have been more believable that night than it would have later on. So it's probably a good thing that happened that night.
And Dad's all concerned about business. I called him up a couple of days. I called up my folks the day after. Right? The day after that happened, and they wanted to know why I didn't call that night. And so I talked to Mom first, and then she made me call my dad. Mom was like all messed up, you know. She got a good grip on things. My dad's like, so what did you learn from this? I don't know. I wasn't really planning on doing this, but
bikes.
Hey, you know, thank God for four-wheel drive. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe I should have got an 88.
Me. And he says, well, you know, he said the same thing the opposite. I don't know how to, you know, I hope you're not fucked up because I'm going to need you tomorrow 100%. We got a big day tomorrow. And straight back to business, you know.
Hmm.
Straight back to business. He goes,
is that anything but said sense?
What's that? Oh, yeah, he's getting a crack out of it because I was telling him what I was going through, you know, telling these jokes, and he's like, you know, he's telling his friend, you know, he thought I was bad? You should talk to my son. He has dead guys for a living, you know.
Right.
I'll send him over to take care of you.
Well, let me ask you something. I hear you noticed the two-track theory twice. Now, was that sort of akin to the whole firing squad theory? That one being that only one of the guns in the firing squad has a live round. The idea being, at any given time, nobody is 100% sure they killed the man. Is that why you're clinging to the two tracks theory? I mean, not that there's any wrong, but does that give you solace? To realize that there's that slim possibility...
I just believe that I was the first one to hit him. Or, they speculate that I was the first one to hit him. But I don't... They told me there's two tracks. They told me there's two sets.
So did wheel touch skull?
Oh yeah.
My
side touched. You know, his touched his head, his neck, right around that area. So, and then Dave's side ran over the back. You know, like I said, hit the back side.
So skull and ass.
Skull and ass.
So the Subaru GL four wheel drive.
Yeah. I was. That right there was swollen ass. We'll end it.
Fuck, you know, some guys, they drop their jaws. I can't. They were totally taken by it. And that's just me telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
Had they been there, I don't, maybe they're not, I don't know, I'm trying to talk big about myself. There's just some people, a lot of people, I took them as well as
exactly.
I did.
That's a pretty tough thing.
That is
nuts. And Dave's like, you know, you're only telling jokes in your head to keep yourself sane. You're touching back with reality with what you know, because that's the only thing you can do.
Right.
So maybe, you know, and humor is my source, my out, you know, as it is Dave, more on the asshole side. But,
yeah.
Hey, everybody's got their thing, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let me ask Jordan today.
He's a Kentucky.
He said he didn't want to come?
He wanted to come over here, but he had got beat up early, he had to come over here, he would have felt the urge to drink, and he can't. He doesn't want to.
What did he have to get up early for?
Some loss prevention movie.
What?
Best Buy.
What?
The security. Best Buy.
Yeah, oh, loss prevention.
Yeah.
So you get to pick him up and go straight home?
I have to. Matter of fact, I got to be there in about 12 minutes.
Great tale.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely. A person
it's crazy, dude. See, I guess there's this movie coming out from the makers of Scream. What if you hit a dead guy?
Well,
hey, what if I did? It was like, what if he wasn't dead and you come hunting after you?
It's like We Know About Last Summer or something.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of it. Yeah.
What's it
We Know About Last Summer.
A week after.
There's like these guys and they're all like fucking around, I guess, going down the road. One guy was hanging out the sunroof. And I guess they get, something happened. You know, they don't really let you know in the commercial or let it out, but somebody dies.
Or at least they appear to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they come, maybe they come back. Maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I figure, well, there were some bad times we did, not necessarily good for society as a whole, that we accomplished. And it's just, you know, I think it's coming back around to us.
Right.
So.
We're speaking of completely off the record. Function Junction, have you ever found out?
Might as well tell everybody here. Yeah, you don't know me too well, but you worked the Wednesdays? I've seen you.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go to jail, I'm going to go to jail. I hope to God that you're not going to say anything.
No,
I can only trust you as much as you can trust
me.
All right, it's cool.
Microphone,
but
I remember
it, and this guy's got miles on him.
It's two trucks. Did I ever get caught? No. And it was stupid what it did. It's very, very stupid. More so, I gave out about $2,000 worth of merchandise to this girlfriend who's not here right now.
Yeah, the Canadian.
No, not the Canadian. No, it was some other broad, same name, Aaron. She was a psycho. Yeah, she did a lot of drugs in her time, cleaned up, and I hooked up with her. But she went back to drugs, and I've seen her. You know, Tammy, she's a cooze.
Mm.
She's got real thick, dark brown. I don't know. She's a hippie Pandora box. I don't know. She hangs out with this chick, and you know, I was just gonna go say hi to her, and she didn't want anything to do with me. But I figured, you know, I got her fucking. If I ever piss her off, she's gonna go right to the fucking authorities, and saying this guy gave this to me, and he told me straight up that I didn't pay for it. He didn't pay for it. I got that going. I don't need that shit.
Well, stolen merchandise is all.
And I gave a lot of the shit away already, so I still got some stuff. I don't know what else I can. I'm done.
So is your pad just completely fucking pimped out, or what?
It is. Yeah. Our whole kitchen was courtesy of Function Junction. Everything. Everything. You worked there for a while? 3 months.
If I may, you gotta understand this shit right here. Not to romanticize what it ends up to be a felony, but at the same time,
grand larceny.
Never has anybody ever have taken grand larceny for an art form as this man has, as sad as it sounds. No, man. The idea of, would you take a table and chair?
I got a table. I got a $600 table with my alcohol sitting on, which is another thing we did, was please stop over many days, which you'll see our collection. We were like over 100 balls strong. And we still got the whole table filled up with alcohol.
Gee, how much you cash in prizes?
We added it up. FJ alone was about anywhere from 8 to 10 grand. We were speculating.
Wow.
And I gave $2,000 out to. We furnished my ex girlfriend with her kitchen.
Right.
Plates from Italy. Handcrafted this, that, brass things here and there, all the kitchen utensils you could ever think of, pots and pans, scrubbing utensils, what, you know, everything, down to the shot glass we took.
Right.
It was, everything I stole was mine. I had, and the only thing I didn't get, which if I had one more day to work, one more day, and I was set to do this, was a goddamn couch, the 3M couch, because I had it set, I was already mapped it out, but another daylight deal. Dave's going to come with his pickup. I'm going to produce a receipt. Can I help you out with that? Yeah. Hey, watch the store. I'm going to help with this guy with this couch. Because that's what we did with the table.
Right.
And it worked. Boom.
Right.
Hey, watch the store. I'm going to help him out with this table. And I was going to go for the couch and 4 chairs, but I never got around to it. Because you know why? I transferred because I did most of my hits at Ward Park, like beautiful store.
Right.
2 floors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I got transferred back at the shitty-ass Metro, which didn't have a dick. And they didn't have my chairs I wanted, you know, because now I'm being picky. Now I want these chairs back at Ward Parkway. We didn't have them.
Right.
I was waiting to go back there. And he's like, my manager's getting on our cases about some theft going on in the store. He was speculatory, you know, and here's what got it. Moment we got into new shipment, some thermoses, some stainless steel thermoses. He goes, he first started in, well, Becky's purse got ripped off, and I was like, I don't do that. I don't do cash, I don't do fuck people's personal belongings. Just right. Things that can be recovered through insurance.
Right.
And he's like, well, Brian, we gotta keep our eyes out, you know. We just got this in. We just got these thermoses in, and already over one day, just overnight, we're missing two. And I took both of them. You know, he's like, because one for day, one for me, you know.
Right.
He's like, you know, we could really gotta keep an eye out. There's a lot of shoplifters that I don't know how they know when our stuff is coming in. And that was the last time I talked to him. And I was like, hey, maybe you should put up some security. I'm like, feed and fuel the fire. You know, throw up some video, maybe even just audio, maybe just motion sensors, because right. We didn't have dick.
Right.
We probably still don't. We, or they.
Yeah.
And he's like, what if they're already here? Well, what if they are? I'd be behind bars.
Right.
You know, I knew good and damn well they were, no. So, that was the last day. And then I go in to find out my schedule. I'm not existing. I'm not even on the schedule. I called my manager. He goes, well, we just don't need your services at this time. And that's all he said, for fear of incrimination, you know, for me, you know, suing, you know, for some allegation I might be able to counter-sue him for any suing that he might have done. He didn't fire me. He just said, we don't need your services at the time. It's like, did I do something wrong? I'm kissing the ass. Did I not do something?
Right.
Did I do too much in one? And it's like, we just don't need you right now.
Well, I never pinched you.
No. That was a goddamn glass, colored glass faces. I'm giving those out here. What?
Glasses.
Yeah, like $3 a piece.
Yeah, anything in a butcher's block?
We took the Tramontina knife set.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them. One's back at Day's old place. We're using one now.
Let me ask you something. What we're looking for? In case you might have
any. Dishes?
I can
yeah.
Oh, wine glasses. Yeah, you get wine glasses?
Oh, yeah, you want those? We got you a whole rack. Yeah. They hang from the ceiling. Take them. For years. Okay? That's my
magic of brain.
We have the whole set. We've got the brandy glasses, the white, and the red. However, I don't know what the fuck happened to my flutes. They're gone. And here's the deal. Chris Broughton. I'm stashing all my shit over there. Not like it's like some sort of like finder's or a keeper's fee or nothing like that. But I asked him, I'm missing about $1,000 worth of stuff, Chris. Down the goddamn chili format, you know, Red Hot Chilies. And another one says, go away, you know? I'm missing these things. Minus another a porcelain dish set, retail $139.97, right? You know, $5,000 worth of shit is not here. My flute's gone.
Right.
I had a cocktail shaker. We only have two now. Wait. I had another one was gone. Because I had a fucking shit. It was stainless steel. We got a brush steel we'll use.
Right.
Things like that, they're just missing, they're just, what happened? So, he denies it, good, great, that I hear from two other people, close sources of mine, they were giving out for holiday presents. I don't even know.
So funny. Yeah.
I had a bistro set of dishes too, which you gave them a porcelain, but they had a gold rim, which they couldn't microwave. And another just ceramic blue rim, and they're both gone. So now I got these flower plants, and just they're nice.
Right.
They're fresh and clean. You can buy them at thrift store, it looks like. But
yeah,
$100, or at least they were.
So your place is pretty much decked out with fun swing.
Man, I swung one of that couch. I had a full blue. No, it didn't.
The hideaway beds?
Yeah. No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
But there was a couple of couches.
That's just
a
joke. Get it. But you see,
chairs, beechwood chairs, those can be matched.
You didn't get any rattan furniture.
Outside the table. And the metro unit, which is our, it's this industrial shelving unit that you see everywhere with the steel grid, the steel rods that go across it, and you can lay them up on these rods, four steel rods. You can stack them anywhere you want. You got four shelves. We got one of those. That was about $200. But no, I wanted that $700 sofa. those chairs that cost 120 a piece. We took some bar, we got some bar stools, chrome bar stools with leather seats. I had a 20 piece there. Got a couple of those. Swaying kind of nice.
Kill me, Tommy. Oh, shite.
You probably got a letter sorter. You want a letter sorter? It's,
how does that work?
It's a spiral. That's all it is. It's like a slinky, but it's a electroplated, painted black spiral. I see. How do you put your letters in there? I got another one of those. Whatever, man. I'm cleaning house. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm eventually rotate all the shit off of my house. Everything. Because I don't want it. It's bad karma. It's not meant to happen. It was fun. I'll always remember it being fun. I don't want to keep it because I know now, I mean, I feel better paying for something, knowing that I can pay for it. Boom, here, take that, you worthless piece of shit. You can't ever afford this. That's what I want to feel like. As opposed to just, nobody, you know, you stole a child, great, you're a good guy, you know. I don't know who to call if I want something. No, I'm not, I don't want that.
Right.
I want
right.
to clean my image up.
Absolutely.
And 100% straight.
Absolutely.
So I went through that. And the liquor, it was well over a couple $1,000 worth of liquor, and you'll find that out.
Right.
Well,
see, this is wrong.
I gotta go.
Yes, Phil?
Yes, Phil. Nice talking to you guys. Thank you for talking.
Get a hug. I appreciate it.
Alright. Well, hey, give me a call, Mr. Chester, while I'm down. Alright. Get you some notes.